talked about on the Wintrust Business Lunch not that long ago, this Aris company from, I guess, the Chicago area. Some guys got together and came up with a copper phone case. Isaac Lichter's on a phone line. Isaac, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Am I right about that? It's copper. It's the metal. It's not a fabric. It's a metal case.
Yes, it is in fact copper the metal that we use.
And why do we do that? How does that keep me from or help me not get COVID?
Yeah, so copper actually has very well documented germ-killing properties. Going back even in ancient times, people would use it to sanitize wounds and water. And then again in the 1800s is really when the modern birth of copper as an anti-pathogenic material began, when people noticed that copper workers were much less susceptible to cholera than others. And so since then, obviously, there's been a lot more research into why and how that happens. But yeah, it's very well documented that copper is extremely hostile to germs, killing most of them in minutes to hours.
Well, does the copper kill the virus, or does it just, it's such a hostile environment that it doesn't propagate? I don't know if there's a difference. It doesn't live. What's happening there?
Yeah, so it does vary from virus to bacteria to and even among those things, but generally it completely destroys them down to the DNA or RNA and leaves them unable to replicate or infect anyone.
So, Are you saying that about COVID-19?
Yes, yeah, so there have been studies done with copper, and we're actually doing our own studies showing that it is effective at rapidly inactivating COVID-19.
Can you make that claim legally?
Yes, so we are right now we're trying to stay away from that. Obviously, we don't want to give anyone the impression that this product is going to stop them from getting COVID-19 or any other disease. We view it as just one more tool, like masks, like washing your hands, that you can incorporate into your anti-COVID arsenal. Yeah. But like I said, we actually are currently undergoing testing at a BSL-3 university lab against COVID-19. So we're actually going above and beyond what the standards for testing are. In order to be certified as effective against COVID-19, all you need to do is test against a coronavirus surrogate, which can be anything from the common cold. So really, we didn't think that was enough, and so we're actually working with this university to do testing with real live coronavirus samples, COVID-19 samples that they have taken from patients in their hospital.
I don't have the phone case in front of me, but so just to belabor the point, it's a metal case that goes around the exterior of your smartphone, little holes in there, I guess, for the speaker and the up-down button, that sort of thing. And then when you hold it, you're touching copper. You're touching copper. Does it patina? Does it weather?
Yeah, so since it is real copper, it does patina over time. It's not going to be what you're probably imagining with a Statue of Liberty patina, meaning it won't turn green, it won't stain your clothes and your hands. But it certainly does patina over time, and we think that's a very unique property. It comes out when you first get it. It'll be a lighter color, and then over time, as you use it, it'll darken. And each person's patina will be different. So it really, you get a unique look for your phone.
And also, go ahead.
I just wanted the patina is actually very helpful to the germ fighting process. But the copper oxide is just as effective at killing germs as copper itself. So it works into the germ-killing process.
We don't need to dwell on this, but our chief engineer, Bill Murdoch, who's so smart and good at so many things, was running down the hallway the other day saying that'll make the cell phone ineffective. Copper screws up the efficiency of what a phone is supposed to do. You said that this isn't 100% copper and that, in fact, you're well aware of that conundrum, but that is not an issue with this phone, right?
Yes. So he's absolutely right. Pure copper does interfere with phone signals. In fact, it's very good at it. And so when we first had this idea, that was one of the first problems we knew we were going to have to address. And so what we've done is actually created a new proprietary process for applying copper to numerous surfaces. We're not just using pure copper. We're using a copper composite And the reason that pure copper does block signals is that it's highly conductive, and it creates a Faraday cage around the object that may be emitting a signal. And so our composite is actually not conductive at the macro level. The copper particles in it are, of course, but since it's not conductive as a whole, it does not interfere with signals, and it works with wireless charging and Apple Pay and things like that.
Doesn't screw that up either. All right, that's all I need to hear about that. So how much does this thing cost?
We're selling it for $39 right now, and for every case we sell, we're also donating one to a healthcare worker fighting on the front lines of this pandemic. So we've donated to 3 hospitals so far.
So what's the website? How do folks get these things?
We're selling them online at Aeris.one, AERIS.ONE.
Aeris.one. And then I don't put .com at the end, just go to AERIS.ONE.
Yep, no .com, just AERISLNE.
Good luck to you. What an interesting idea. Let's check in again, and hopefully sales will continue to go well, Isaac.
Yes, hopefully, and thank you again for having me on. It's been great.
Co-founder of a company called Aeris. These are Evanston guys. How about that?